This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, April 10th. God's word to you today is open up. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 2, verses 3 to 4, and it says, "Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability." The immediate evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit is joy. But the expression that comes out is other tongues speaking in other tongues. Must everybody speak in tongues? No. Some people remain at half cup till they see Jesus and they are going to heaven. But I do not want a half cup. Excuse me, do you want a half cup? I do not want a half cup. Everywhere in Scripture that you see the baptism of the Holy Spirit, every single occurrence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they were speaking in other tongues. Check the Scriptures. The only occurrence in Scripture that the speaking in other tongues did not accompany the baptism of the Holy Spirit was when Ananias laid hands on Saul of Tarsus for him to receive the Holy Ghost. The Bible in Acts 9 did not say Paul spoke in tongues, but the Bible said Paul received the Holy Spirit. However, in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 18, Paul told us himself, "I thank God that I speak in tongues more than any of you." Therefore, it means that even in the only occurrence where it is not categorically stated, the man himself later reveals that he speaks in tongues. So why do you want to deprive yourself? You have to hunger for it. You have to desire the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Why do you want to live an ordinary life? The truth is that you do not have to be baptized in the Holy Spirit if you do not want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. But you must get comfortable with living an ordinary life. I do not want to live an ordinary life. Do you want to live an ordinary life? The Holy Spirit fills to the overflowing. Hunger for it. I remember how God filled me with the Holy Spirit. I was alone in my room. Before I got saved, I had heard all sorts of things. People were teaching each other how to speak in tongues. Say after me, "Ka, now say mama." I was just disgusted. So when I finally got saved in my final year, I said, "God, I'm happy that I'm saved. But just leave me out of this tongues thing. I'm not interested." But the more I read the Bible and the more I fellowshipped with God, the more I became hungry for more. I had moved into the boys' quarters before I got saved because I did not want my atrocities seen by my parents. That was before I got saved. But that day, I was alone in my room and boom, I got filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in other tongues. I was later told that I prayed in tongues through the night until morning. I did not even know. That is what happens. It takes over your life at the initial filling. But you have to keep going, coming back for more, because it is not once filled, forever filled. You have to desire the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It is the best gift anyone can give you. Luke 11 verses 11 to 13 says, "You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Let us pray. Father, please fill me with the Holy Spirit without measure. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.